Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. The Keeper's Dream by Kiki Johnson. The ice angel said, I know you dream of snowfields with lost fawns and tall pines. There are those of us who look to the call of snow's powder to warm our souls, the blankets of death to keep us moving, to the call of herding spotted fawns back toward clearing in deep woodland, where majestic Papa waits. We are the keepers of the deep-down buried things. We understand beauty's need to wait in hush and hollow, to wait under fallow ground in the silence of stasis. The first thrust of the plow's blade can be so horror-heavy, so full of ache and wound. You scar me, ground wails. Ice angel yields to we watchers of the fields. As out of these furrowed wounds comes the beauty all our better angels knew was there. The snowfields become meadows and yields of crops for grown bucks and fertile does. Ground's marring, the beauty born of snow. The Bell of Yule. She walked in the natural bell of Yule, lit up like the glitter upon the trees, holding a dove waiting for its release. In her arms, the white bird appeared a jewel. Harmony poured from every molecule. Joy rang in and sang of freedom and peace, flying off fingertips into the breeze. Its wings carried an iconic symbol. Encompassing each of the northern lights, her smile grew like the return of the sun. Sweetening the lips like a candy cane, something to believe in, rose to new heights. The journey to warmth and light had begun, bringing some hope that all year would remain. By Melanie Udeta. Clavacairns, a Scottish Bronze Age burial complex. 4,000 years, pink standing stone faces winter solstice sunset. Entryway to death, passage to return. Solstice standing stone, face death, entryway to sun, stone faces. Sunset passage pink, face winter, stand. Return to stone, death faces. Sunset years, return, pink faces. Entryway to stone, to solstice. 4,000 year return, pink sunset, passage to stone death. Turn years to standing entryway. Turn pink death, winter to return, to sunset. 4,000 years to stand, pink sunstone, death to years. Turn stone, return sun. By Jessica Orr Pratt. The Art of Returning. For the ones who stayed through winter. Some winters arrive without snow. Only the long ache of unfinished warmth. Even the mirrors frost inward, as if the soul has forgotten its reflection. But the earth knows better. It keeps its promises underground, roots rehearsing resurrection, petals studying silence until they can speak again. Renewal is not a sunrise. It's a hand reaching through cold air, finding pulse where no pulse was expected. It's the body remembering it once belonged to light. Every thaw is an act of faith, not in what returns, but in what endured unseen. When the solstice breaches its first pale dawn, I will not pray, I will listen. For in that hush, you can hear the quiet miracle of warmth, deciding to begin again. By Dr. Deepak Dev. Angels in our mouths. On the tip of my tongue sit the ancient rabbis. Yeshiva style, they debate how many angels dance in my mouth. Thousands, millions, more than the stars in heaven. The oldest star in space is named Methuselah, grandfather of Noah, oldest biblical patriarch. Scientists date Methuselah back 14 billion years, before our universe exploded into existence with a big bang. My vibrant lips lick the aftertaste of love, sweetened by my lover's honey-bronze skin, his breath a flood of promise, my loins blessed by a holy grandmother hugging her oceans. Innumerable angels dance in our watering mouths, more than the animals Noah protected on his ark, more than the stars created with a big bang. The rabbis sit on the tip of my tongue and argue as they try to count the angels, who dance with wild abandon upon our curved cheeks for longer than Methuselah's light streaks across our universe. By Sandra Beth Levy. Still light unveils. Moonrise drapes her muslin throat across the room. Everything hushes. Desire folds itself into brocade, my letter pressed beneath perfume bottles, your name stitched inside a pillow's seam. The sky forgets its vowels. Fingers braid the air with rumor. Windows withhold our reflections. Your face is washed in cathedral glass. We soak harsh truths in amber-dipped tongues. Even our silences blush. Daybreak has no patience for embroidery. Sunlight burns what night obscured. It peels back the curtain, unveiling half-corked truths. So now, tell me what you meant last night. Not in riddles, not in wine. Tell me why your hand trembled toward mine, then away. Why you said nothing when I leaned close enough to hear your breath catch on my name. Say it plain. Say you wanted to stay. Say you didn't. Say you meant to kiss me. Say you still do. Or say nothing. Again. Watch how morning holds even silence to the window. How shadows lean toward noon. How yesterday's wine stain becomes today's open door. By Marisa M. Su. But for a sacred deer, they come like rabid dogs baying for blood and fling tired tropes into the air like drums beating a dead horse. And it's simple, how we tear ourselves to pieces for the sake of a few bad apples, how we let the loudest voices take hold to find a scapegoat and spill and spill and spill the blood, and hope for winds to come and free us from this horrid place, never questioning where the gale leads or what we'll find when we get there. By Maggie Devers. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.